B-Pod Studios.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
No.
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the local car say yeah? Yeah!
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
Five to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we have not done this for a very long time, but there is a segment we do periodically called Armpits of America, where Rich has scoured the news, fish wrap. He has gone all over. He's gone to the library. He's looked at microfiche, and he has found stories from areas that are not nice. Now, what was I reading in the Globe? Oh, Florida man. Now that's a cliche, because this was in the Globe. It said Florida man dies by 100 dog bites. But saying Florida man, and that's like a new, like that's owned by the Times.
Well, no, Florida man also was a Twitter account that came out.
No, I know. But like now the mainstream press is saying Florida man before anything weird that happens.
So because of the whole Robert Kraft situation, I'm starting to learn why you're hearing so many great stories that come out of Florida, or like strange news stories, is because of that Freedom of Information Act. Like, I mean, not, if you get arrested for anything, like that is completely free access to the media and all these different information. That's why you know so much about what happens in Florida, also because Florida's a mess. And the people who live down there, it's a, as you said, Fred, before, it could have been a paradise. And somehow they just turned it into like
It could have been Eden. Yeah. It could have been Eden.
Right.
But the dumb pilgrims couldn't figure out to go where it's warm.
Well, there was a story that happened this past week where there was a guy who fed his squirrel meth, and it attacked somebody, and his name of his pet squirrel was D's Nuts.
Okay.
Which was a fantastic one. Which,
how do you corral a squirrel to take meth?
Man, I have no idea.
They're just like a living fit. Like, they can't, like, get a squirrel to sit there.
Well, I mean, go to the park. Go to Boston Common. You squirrels will come right up to you.
Yeah, I know. I hate when they, and like in the Doves, when they, in New York, when they get used to it.
I wish people would stop feeding these squirrels, because you'll sit there on like a park bench and one will get real ballsy and like climb up. I've had one like climb on the side of my leg before and it freaked me out.
Yeah, well, it would freak me out too, but if you grabbed it, I guarantee you that thing's throwing a fit.
Oh yeah, well, there's no question. But let's get to something that did happen at one of the Armpits of America. An all-out brawl breaks out in an amusement park in front of children, grandmas, and picture-taking mascots. Did this happen in California, Florida, or Texas?
Can I just tell you one thing? Mm-hmm. Okay, on Sunday, I was talking to these guys, and someone had just come home from Cedar Point. You know, Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio, it's like the big amusement park.
It's like a Six Flags type place.
It's got
right?
that roller coaster of all roller coasters.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. It's got like it's the biggest roller coaster park in terms of like the size of rides. And I said, how many little guys did you see with fat chicks that were rubbing the fat chick's back the entire time in the line? And the guy went, how did you know?
Yeah. For some reason, amusement parks are all about the public displays of affection while waiting in line for rides.
Yeah.
It's always like somebody rubbing someone's back creepily, and it's right in front of you. It's like,
It's like just taking nails to a chalkboard over. Like, when are you going to stop rubbing your back?
And it's always like the person right in front of you in line. It's like, like this slow stroke, and you're like, dude, this is gross.
40 minutes in a line, and it's always some like little skinny guy with a mustache and some 400-pound wildebeest sitting there rubbing her back.
All right, well, this happened in all-out brawl in an amusement park in front of children, grandmas, and picture-taking mascots. Was this California, Florida, or Texas?
Florida.
Texas.
Let's go to Disneyland.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Disneyland. This happened.
All right.
The fight that you're about to see took place at Disneyland in Toontown. That's right. the place where you take your toddlers when you go to Disneyland. All right, let's take a look at it. Again, you're going to see a guy there in the video. He's wearing a bright pink shirt. It may look red on your screen. He apparently gets into some sort of discussion that escalates quite quickly as a woman in a white tank top spits in his face, and then he punches her. And then a guy in a white T-shirt. And by the way, all these people seem to be either related or all friends. They're definitely all at Disneyland together. The guy in the white shirt, he starts hitting. And then another woman who's in a beige tank top.
I like the woman in the white tank top to take the whole thing.
That's mom.
Yeah. Mom sits on someone, there's some problems.
You have to understand, like, there's two big dudes and, like, a mom, a grandma, and a sister. And they're beating the snot out of each other. And I'm talking like the women are punching the guys. The guys are decking the women. There's kids flying everywhere. It's a family beating the living crap out of it. And when I say family, like, no one's younger than 25.
Well,
except for the little kid that's with them. They have one little kid.
Well, the mom, she's a grappler. And if she gets you down and decides to sit, your chest bone is broken.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
She gets into the fracas. Now, this goes on for some time. It dies down just for a moment, and then it picks back up again as the two women start fighting each other. Then the men enter the fight again, and then somewhere in all of this, a woman gets up from her mobility scooter. She gets involved.
Wait a second. You're telling me someone at Disneyland...
Surprise, she can walk.
...was using mobility. It's a miracle. You're telling me someone at Disneyland is using a mobility scooter that doesn't need it?
Grandma! Her legs work again!
You can stand!
You weren't trying to game the system and get to the front of rides. You seem to be completely fine as you're standing up and getting in the Fighting Irish pose so you can start punching somebody in the face.
Rich, I don't even think that it's about getting on rides now. I just think it's like, I don't feel like walking. Like, I just don't feel like walking. But then I can get out of it.
Dude, this fight goes on for like 3 minutes and no security or anything. And it's like really kind of disturbing because right in behind it is Toontown. If you've never been to Disneyland before, Toontown is an area that is set up specifically for toddlers. It's where you go and you meet Mickey and Minnie, and it's like these little kid rides. It's basically the kiddie park section of Disneyland. And this family is just... And by the way, they're yelling stuff like, that's what I thought, bitch. And they're spitting in each other's face. And one guy's going, I'm going to jail tonight. I'm going to jail tonight. And just start swinging fists. And there's meanwhile, it's like kids and families trying to move their kids out of the way.
Oh, yeah. And that's one of those things that your kids get all freaked out about.
Hell yeah.
Well, you're sitting there laughing. The kids are going to like ask you questions about it for the next year.
Woman's wearing Mickey Mouse ears, getting her face punched in.
But I'll tell you, if mama sits down. Ooh-wee.
From the scooter.
Right. Her secret weapon is the starts with a Q.
In the melee, and then she ends up on the ground. It doesn't stop there. It stops and starts at least two or three more times. That's when park goers actually intervened in all of this, and then we see...
Oh, no.
Yeah, like there's a guy, and I'm like... What are you doing?
No.
And he's not a small guy. He's a pretty big guy. And you know what? Thank good. He's like a good Samaritan. But I mean, haymakers. Like haymakers are being thrown. And these are not small people, as Fred has expressed.
Yeah,
one is small except for the tiny little kid who's crying the entire time, which is just like, what are you doing?
Well, you know, sometimes the kids got to learn their lesson.
Goers actually intervened in all of this, and then we see security come in. They break up the fight, and as we understand, that family was escorted out of Toontown and out of Disneyland. As far as a statement from Disneyland, we've reached out to them. At this point, they have not responded. We'll continue to effort that in the morning, and we're not sure if there are any sort of criminal charges against the people involved in all of this. We're working with the Anaheim Police Department.
I'm sorry, they're in Anaheim, but... No, I'd make them take a plane to Kissimmee and say, this, you may go to Gatorland.
They still have that big parking lot, right? It's been a long time since I've been to Disneyland, but they still have this like, gigantic parking lot right next to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Should do is make all those fat people park their car all the way at the other end in a 95-degree heat, make them walk the length of the parking lot.
There's only one woman that is
She got out of the scoots.
We're working with the Anaheim Police Department right now to get that information. But again, as we come back out here, Toontown, ladies and gentlemen, on a Saturday, big fight. And apparently all of these people knew each other.
You know, I bet it's over something like really stupid and trivial, too, that just brewed.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go to Disneyland or Disney World or whatever for the first time and you have a kid who's under the age of five or younger, if you get up in the morning and you go there and you're there past 2 p.m., that child is going to turn into a murderer, an absolute nightmare, hell on earth, because they can't take the stimulation. It's like the first time you go to Vegas, you're so overstimulated, and I don't care who your kid is, they become the biggest a-hole. They will scream, they will kick on the ground, they will go nuts, they will make everyone's life miserable. You have to leave at some point during the day. That's why if you're staying at a hotel nearby, go to the hotel, take a nap, go for a swim for about 3 hours, and then maybe come back, or life will suck. And I guarantee you it started with them all yelling at each other because the kids were cranky, so they got cranky, and then it became personal, and then fists started flying, and next thing you know, you're punching mom in the face.
But at least the woman was able to get out of the little rascal and proved to everyone.
I mean, it was a miracle.
That she was able to actually get out.
I told you about the one time that I saw a family get in a fight. Not a fist fight, but a screaming fight that involved those little rascals.
Yes. Yes,
so there was a father and his wife, and they had a little girl who was probably about like five, and the mother was holding the hand of the little girl, and they were walking, and the father was holding his 2-year-old son, and they were walking towards the boat that take you back to, you know, where the monorail station is, and they're walking back. They've had like a heck of a day, and they're about to wrap things up, and these two people in these motorized scooters rammed into the back of the father's legs, and he goes, ah, and like drops his son and catches him barely before he hits the ground, like drops his 2-year-old, and he gets so pissed he turns around and goes, what the hell are you doing with those scooters? Stop running into me. And the mother turns to him and goes, Dan, keep it down. And he does this slow motion turn to her like, what, you're turning on me? And he starts yelling at his wife, and he goes, forget this, and hands him the kid and walks back into Disney World by himself.
Yeah, because taking a little kid to age to Disneyland is hell.
You can do it right. You can do it right. You just got to leave before the witching hour. You have to get out by 1-2 o'clock at the latest, or they turn into Satan.
You're dealing with human scum, like half the people there. You're dealing with it being hot. And there's nowhere to seek refuge. There's you got to wait in line for those rides. You got to watch little guys rub the backs of fat chicks. I mean, the whole thing's designed just to have you lose your mind. I lost my mind at Disney World.
I'm guessing. Oh, you did?
Yeah, like we were with my parents and we were at some like restaurant and they drove around for like an hour, and my kids were flipping out because we were at some restaurant. My parents couldn't find it.
But that's your parents' fault.
Oh, yeah. But still, it was my kids were freaking out, and they're like, Freddy, just forget it, Freddy. Just forget it. And I'm like, no! No! Like, the people at the restaurant talk to me.
Oh, God.
Like, I'm pacing, and I'm going... You know I'm here with two little kids. You can't find a hotel at Disney, you morons. They told me to, like, calm down.
The people at the restaurant?
Interesting. Yeah. They were like, calm down. All right. We will be back.
Do a show from the Red Claw game.
I'm in.
Like, we call the game?
Call the game?
Tacos
here? Pre-game?
Especially, you know what? I'll talk to Danny.
Yo, come on, come on! Let's go! It's taco time!
.985 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, and the NBA Summer League for the Celtics is interesting, and it's, you know, they had 4 first-round picks, whatever. But, you know, what, 3 of them playing?
Yeah.
I'm looking.
Langford's the only one who's not.
Right. The guy I think is going to be.
Yes. Waiting for that hand to heal.
Mm-hmm. Right. But that's
inconsequential because everyone has got taco fever.
Oh, dude, the Summer League two games that I've seen have been fun as hell. They've been really fun. And you know, there's so Taco has become the, I don't even know what you would call him. I mean, he's the
Bell
star.
The
he's the star of the Summer League. When he's not playing, the crowd is chanting his name for him to go in. When he's in, if anybody else has the ball, they get booed if they don't throw it to Taco. And last night I was watching him play, and as much as it almost sounds like people are saying that because he's so tall and it's a joke, like Taco Fall, and this is Summer League, I understand, but when you see how Yabusele's playing, this is his third year. He shouldn't be doing Summer League anymore.
Yeah, Yabusele, remember we were talking about how Yabusele, who do we have on? Who said Yabusele's playing for a roster
Jared
spot.
Jared Weiss, he's right.
Yeah, Jared, Yabusele started both games. I mean, this is his chance.
Yeah.
To really show that I can at least beat up on bad players. He's not doing that.
Like, Taco Fall is, after two games, a guy that, if you're watching him play and you're a member of the Celtics organization, you're going, all right, well, he can't do any more than what he's doing right now to make us think maybe there's a place for him on the Red Claws or somewhere where we could grab onto.
He's a lock for the G League, regardless of whether or not he may. He's going to at least
play in the G League.
But what I'm saying is that...
Or you can park him right there at the end of the bench.
The question is he going to be on a two-way contract or not?
Fred, he is 8 for 9 in the Summer League. He was scored 12 points in 12 minutes yesterday. But, I mean, it's unfair, his rebounding. And like, it's one of those things where I think they talked to Carson Edwards after the game, who, by the way, is another stud and has been fun to watch, who is also, matter of fact, they're working on a contract already for him.
Yeah, his second-round draft pick. Yeah,
they're already impressed with Carson Edwards.
That, you look at, we'll talk about Carson Edwards in a second.
Yeah, yeah. So Taco Fall, I think it was Carson Edwards who was saying this, is that it just makes it so easy as a point guard to just chuck it up there, and there's, like, nothing he can't get. And last night, he had another dunk where he didn't leave his feet.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
And he does this consistently. And, you know, the big knock on him was the lumbering, you know, back and forth. You can tell that he's making a pretty good effort. And he's going up against Summer League guys, so it's tough to tell. But I think he's done enough to at least get a little bit of consideration. If he continues at this pace, to maybe have him as someone where you would put him at the end of the bench, possibly, because you're wasting a spot with Yabusele right now.
He's your new Scalabrine. You put him at the end of the bench, and he's the human victory symbol.
Well, think about the plays you could use him on, Fred. What about like a last-second play, like where you know your team is up by one,
and you need him to guard the inbounds pass?
And you need somebody in there to guard the inbounds pass.
Listen.
It's not
still the end of the game.
As much as it seems like almost like he's a stunt player right now, he's doing everything he can to be effective out there.
We were talking about this with Jason Tatum a couple of years ago, Fred. This is the first step of about 7 you need to make. You need to show that you can play well against guys that are borderline players in the league. Okay, he's done that. Now you have to show up during training camp in the exhibition season and prove that you can routinely do well against guys that half care or are battling for jobs. And then, okay, you do that, then maybe you consider him for an end-of-the-bench role. Good. Right now, he is a G League player that has a chance to sign a two-way contract with the Celtics or somebody else.
You just put him at the end of the... You know what? For marketing reasons, just put him on the end of the bench.
I mean, everyone
like
loves
a freak
the guy.
Show.
He is.
I mean, it's a freak show. He's not, like, good.
But he's been effective.
Okay, no, I understand. He's played well in a couple games. You know, he's 8 for 9. I think I would be, too.
He's not knocking down jumpers, either.
No, that's the other part. He's going to get pushed.
He's hitting his free throws.
Well, okay.
Which, for a guy that tall...
Unfortunately, the Celtics already have a guy exactly like that. His name is Robert Williams.
Okay, well, that's another thing that has been nice, is that Robert Williams, and I want them to give him more time. I want them to keep him in there for, like, the starter minutes. Because Robert Williams, from everything I've been hearing, is putting in the work. And what do they need right now? They need a big man. Enes Kanter, we don't know what we're going to get out of him. But if you can make Robert Williams work, and he is one of these guys that just get him to the point where he can play 20 minutes. Get him 20 minutes out there.
You're asking a lot.
But I mean...
You're asking a lot.
Okay, but in his second year, don't you think you should be ramping up towards that?
He was the end of the first round. He's the end of the first round draft pick for a reason. His offensive game is really, really raw. And defensively, for as many shots as he blocks, he gets fooled on the perimeter.
Then when do you start giving him at least a little bit of a leash? Well, now, because
they don't have another option.
See, that's what I'm saying, is that you have to start doing that. Give this guy 20 minutes.
Well, you will probably have to give him 20 minutes, but I don't think he's ready to do that yet. And Cantor, although you've got to. As subpar as he is defensively, has proven that he can go out there and play 25 or 30 minutes a game.
But this team is fun as hell to watch right now at the Summer League, because Carson Edwards, as you said, Fred, I mean, he comes as advertised. That guy gets in there and he can shoot it off the dribble. He can shoot it from anywhere in the court. I saw him killing guys, breaking their ankles, going to the rim. Obviously, from three, he's had no problem whatsoever adjusting to the pro 3-point line. He has been, I mean, consistently good. I mean, I don't know how many. He doesn't seem to be doling off the ball too much. I don't know what his assist numbers are. But when the guy gets the ball and shoots it, chances are this thing's going in. On top of that, Grant Williams has been plus 41 in two Summer League games. I find Grant Williams to be a fairly boring player right now, because when you got Taco Fall on one hand and Carson Edwards on the other, I mean,
you're going to be very disappointed in Grant Williams.
I don't know. Once again, I don't know enough about his game. I didn't watch him enough in college, and I'm learning about him in the Summer League.
Yeah.
All I know is that the two people that have stood out as far as being dynamic and just goddess, like must-see television, Taco Fall's one guy, and Carson Edwards is going to be a guy that's actually going to make a decent contribution to this team this year.
And you look at the minutes during these first two Summer League games, Edwards has played more than anybody else, and that's for a reason. Because they see him like that. The fact that they're already talking contract early in the Summer League is another telling thing. But offensively, even though he's only 6 feet tall, he's able to create things. And, I think he's a guy who's like your eighth or ninth player.
Did I tell you that over the weekend there is someone else off the train of Jason Tatum?
Oh, who's that?
A man by the name of Joe Murray.
Huh. Okay.
He was going on a diatribe against the Celtics, and he said, just look at the numbers. Just look at the numbers.
Well, this is the year.
Numbers weren't good. They were mediocre last year. I think he has a big bounce back year this year with no Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, you and Joe can wave your flags and be the anti-Tatum guys.
Yeah, listen, you're doing this square play. We're doing the sharp play.
I understand. You're fading Tatum. I got it.
Yep. You got to fade Tatum.
I understand.
This is going to pick up momentum, my friends.
It's a groundswell. Yep. And right, I'm here on the ground floor of the groundswell, watching it happen.
You were here on the groundswell when Jason Tatum, I said, no star, no Siri Bob.
That was the first year when he ended up being the best player for the Celtics when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Averaged almost 15 points a game, 20 during the playoffs.
First year.
I like that Rookie of the Year trophy he held up, too.
Donovan Mitchell was much better.
Yeah, he's got the All-Star appearances. He's been a real...
He's been in the league 2 years.
So have a lot of great players. A lot of great players. Isaiah Thomas comes into the league.
I didn't say, neither of us said he was going to be the best player in the league.
Magic Johnson came in and won a championship.
You're comparing him to Magic Johnson?
Everyone else is. They're saying
Who's comparing him to Magic Johnson?
Mike Gorman and the like.
Compare him to Magic Johnson.
By the way,
Mike Gorman sent me
a picture of him holding a shotgun.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know why.
Is he hunting bear in Winnipeg, or what's he doing?
No, he's at home, but he...
Sounds like a threat.
Yeah, you're
don't come near
your
here,
Tatum take.
All right.
My neighborhood is out of your reach, sir.
All right, let's see who was taken in that draft.
You keep saying that he compared him to Magic Johnson? Then, yeah.
Magic Johnson never happened.
Who was taken in that draft?
Never happened,
Markelle Fultz was first. Yeah. Lonzo Ball was second.
And Tatum was third.
And I would say that he's better than both of the people drafted in front of him.
Sixth, seventh?
Who?
Isaac?
It was fifth, I believe.
Fifth, sixth, in there.
That was the 2017 draft, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there were 2 years.
Let me take a gander at this son bitch.
Oh, it's the guy from Indiana, right? Who's the rookie. With the rookie that year.
All right, Markelle Fultz, Lonzo Ball, I'll give that to you. Yeah. Josh Jackson, DeAndre Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. Yeah. Been very good for Sacramento. De'Aaron.
Why is it not DeAndre?
I don't know.
Because his name's De'Aaron.
De'Aaron Fox was fifth. Jonathan Isaac, sixth.
Shut up. Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell's great. And he won Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me
What does that mean?
Cal Kuzma?
Very good.
He's good.
I'd not as good as Tatum.
Semi Ojeleye?
I mean, come on, Fred. What is the oh yeah
okay,
for?
So there's arguably one person in the top 10 that is as good or better than Jason
Mitchell
Tatum.
Mitchell wasn't taken in the top 10.
Mitchell was taken 13th.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was in the top. Okay, well, then there you go. So take a look at the top 10.
The only
De'Aaron
guy
Fox.
De'Aaron Fox is the only guy I would put on Tatum's level.
You wouldn't put Donovan Mitchell on his level.
Donovan Mitchell. We were talking about top 10.
Yeah, top 10. Donovan Mitchell's excellent. And I would say Donovan Mitchell's better than Jason Tatum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell's a better
player. Oh, yeah? What is oh, yeah? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Two players already.
Out of how many?
I'm hot. I'm getting hot in here.
So here's what's going to happen.
All right, so
you're either
Donovan
going to
Mitchell...
A, look like a genius, and for some reason Tatum ends up sucking, which is great.
I didn't say he was
going to
suck.
Or you're going to be the Max Kellerman of 98.5 The Sports Hub.
No, I didn't say he was going to suck. let's see here.
You said he wasn't going to be good.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like sucking.
Did he win the 2018 Slam Dunk Contest?
No, that was Donovan Mitchell.
No.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Donovan Mitchell's a better player. I will give you that.
You look at that first round. There are four guys that are good. Five, if you include Markkanen of Chicago.
Is 171 points in the series against the Thunder is the third most ever by a rookie in his first six playoff games, only behind Kareem and Chamberlain.
Is that Jonathan Isaac?
Jonathan Isaac was a project.
I see. That's right.
Jonathan Isaac was a pro. Hey, Scalabrine liked Isaac, too.
Tatum, De'Aaron Fox, Donovan Mitchell, Kuzma, and Markkanen. Those are five.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but listen, the Celtics got one of the best five in the first round of that draft.
Well, it remains to be seen.
You think he somehow kind of will get worse?
Well, you guys say first 2 years, and I'm saying that there's three guys who've had better.
I would take Jason Tatum again. 10 times out of 10.
Jason Tatum fell 1 point shy of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's rookie record for points scored in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, Jason Tatum had an amazing first year. Kyrie came in and destroyed everything in the second year, we'll all agree. And then the third year, this is his redemption year. And you're right, Fred, he does have to mature. He does have to excel compared to last year. Because last year, there was something off.
Fred's
with
just
the whole
happy.
Team.
He's got an ally now. Fred's got another guy he can lean on.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's, and I will say this, it's interesting that everyone's talking about acquiring stars. If you believe Jason Tatum is a star, then he could be one of the three.
That's what the Celtics, this is it. I mean, the Celtics have done what they've done. They're not going to do anything else. This season hinges on whether or not Tatum can step forward.
And there's a lot of pressure on his shoulders.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
This is it. They drafted him for this.
You are officially the second best player on this team, and you're expected to be the second
best
player.
Right, so, Fred, this is it. I mean, if he's not good this year, Rich and I will both change our minds.
Okay. That remains to be seen.
Oh, yeah!
Okay, Joe Murray is clarifying this. He says, I said I would trade Tatum and Brown for KAT today, Carl Anthony Towns.
Oh, okay.
He said, look at the numbers. He said, look at Tatum and look at the numbers. I was listening to Joe
Sounds
Murray.
To me like Murray's distancing himself.
Sounds like Murray's a little bit like Mike Francesa. I never said that.
That's apparently what that
I
means.
I never said that.
Sounds like you're changing somebody's argument for
sounds
him, Fred.
Sounds like Murray wants nothing to do with your side of the
All
fence.
All right, fine, Murray. Get off the bandwagon, baby. And we'll see how you do. We'll see how you do.
You guys saw that conversation
gutless.
Differently.
Yeah.
So.
Gutless.
Fred, yeah,
gutless. That's right. Joe Murray, you just made a very powerful enemy, my friend. All right, we are running way behind. Here are the headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you all out and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Another thing, I'm sick of this bottle. Quit kicking tops off of bottles, you goofy mother. Who the making up these dumbass challenges? Kick the top off of a bottle. It's the new challenge. Pick up a mother phone and say, shut the up. That's the new challenge.
I don't understand the last part of it, but nonetheless.
So you have not seen the bottle cap challenge thing that's gone viral?
I've not. I've seen the licking thing that's gone viral.
There's two very strange things and on different scales of, you know, what you should do and what you shouldn't do as far as things that have gone viral. Bottle cap challenge is something I've found somewhat entertaining, believe it or not, and I'm sure I'll be sick of it.
Do you have to marry your stepmother if you do it right?
You have to marry your mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, that's right.
You have no good God ideas.
I stand by it. It's a good idea. I stand by it.
All right. What the bottle challenge is that, and I don't know who started it, whether it was that Japanese action star or the guy who was in the Rogue, I think it was Rogue One. He was wearing a Toronto Raptors shirt, and what he did was he put a blindfold on, and somebody held a bottle, and with a blindfold, he karate kicked and was able to twist off the cap with just his foot. Since then, Jason Statham has done it, and a bunch of other people.
No problem. And
you do it in slow motion. And, of course, everyone's done it and screwed up, and it's kind of gone, you know, everyone's trying their own twist on it. But then...
I'd split the bottle in half.
You think you would?
Yeah, and then it was...
Just your toenail?
And then I would, yeah.
By the way, I have horrible toenails. Like, my toenails grow at an alarming rate.
Too much calcium.
Dude, I've sliced my bed sheets before.
That's impressive.
Like, it's been so bad that in my sleep, I've, like, kicked my leg, and my large toenail has been so sharp that it sliced my bed sheet down the middle. I have to clip them once every two weeks, or they become Wolverine-esque.
This, I'm sorry, this is off the subject a little bit. Oh, here we go. All right. What do you think is worse? Oh, don't be listening. What do you think is worse? If a man shaves...
Okay.
You have to understand the amount of OCD my wife has.
Sure. Okay.
If a man shaves and you do everything you can to get the hair out of the sink and everything, but like legitimately there'll be like five pieces of hair in the sink.
It's tough because you know how it is. Like, I mean, especially with you and I, who we can grow beards pretty fast, you shave and you think you've got everything, but then you could have some like stuck in your shirt and you can turn and you get a little sprinkle
or two. Or making a mistake when you're that time of the month in leaving the evidence in the toilet. Because we have had this argument in the home.
There's no excuse for the second one.
She has made the argument now under duress because she has said that is worse.
What, the hairs in the sink are worse?
Yes, they're worse.
Oh, God, is she wrong.
Now, this is not something that happens often. This is something that maybe once a year.
Once a year?
I can't believe you're calling her out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But
you, sir, get the Brass Clankers Award of the morning.
But what?
I'm surprised your phone hasn't rung yet, even though we're in delay. You just called your wife out.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Fred, I don't know if I would have brought that one up.
Can I just say this? So there was one time I came home, and my brother and I used to share an apartment, and my brother brought a girl over one night, and I remember I woke up the next morning, and I found on the couch one of those, and it had been, you know, not before, but after.
Right.
And
so your brother didn't care.
Maybe that was the case.
Well, she was on the couch. He just said, hey,
I couldn't look her in the eyes ever again. Like, it was one of those things that it was so disgusting that I couldn't look at her in the face again.
Apparently, she's not listening. You would definitely have gotten a phone call by now.
No, she's never broke wind in front of me.
I don't mind that.
Not in the same universe.
Like, if that was to happen, like, that's not.
Oh, no, that's women cannot do that. And it's been a long time, and it's never happened.
Why is that so awful?
What, women farting in front of you?
It's like, to me, it'd be like, all right, fine, huh?
Not even an SPD?
Not to my knowledge.
See, I'd rather hear it. Because like, SPD does seem a little gross.
No, not to my knowledge. That's never happened. I told you when I was in college, and I was wrestling around with my girlfriend, and she broke wind, and I had to take a two-day break.
See, to me, that's not as bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's not anywhere near the other thing.
The SPD?
No. I'm talking about
the
original proposition.
The thing in the toilet. You can't even say it out loud?
I don't want to like get gross.
It's everyone knows.
As opposed to Fred.
Everyone knows what it is. Well, Fred didn't even.
I didn't describe
it. We all know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't describe it.
Yeah.
The fact that she could compare the two is just appalling to me. Yeah, they're in different universes.
Andy, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, listen. If you think you got a problem with once a year, try once a month. It got so bad, I was taking pictures of it and trying to tell her, listen, this is a real problem here, sweetheart. And it was just like, well, I can't remember everything that I'm supposed to do in the morning. And I was like,
oh, boy.
That toilet is one of those things. But, and here's a real solution for you. If you don't want to have to deal with the hair in the sink, shave in the shower.
You can't do that. You miss stuff.
Yeah, and I don't have a mirror.
No, you don't. Hey, listen, blind people do it all the time. Do you see blind people walking around with big patches of hair on their face? No. Use your hand.
Most blind people, in fairness, do have big patches of hair on their face. No, I don't know.
I can't shave in the shower. I can't. I have to have a mirror, and I got to be sitting in front of a sink.
Yeah.
But that just happens, and you don't like it to happen, but every once in a while it does, and I understand someone getting mad about it. It is kind of gross having the hair in the sink. The other one is just like, I mean, that's just like not flushing. That's just not taking care of business. I get angry when someone leaves a floater in the toilet.
Well, that's worse to me. That's way worse to me. Oh. That's 1,000 times worse.
This is going to set me back a few minutes.
Did you put your phone on mute?
No.
Okay, good. Good.
I am stunned.
Mission accomplished.
I mean, really.
Over under on how long it takes till Fred's phone rings.
Well, I mean, someone has to tell her, which means calling or texting, and it depends on what she's doing right now. Is she definitely in the house?
Before 7:54. That's 2.5 minutes that thing's going to
ring. Schedule today.
Milo's not here, right? Milo's at camp?
No, he's here for a couple weeks.
Okay, so Stephanie and Milo, they're still in the house.
They're in the car.
Okay. And they must have the show on. Maybe Stephanie's having that conversation.
Or maybe she's saving this one for when you get home.
That would be bad. In a way, you really want her to call you to kind of defuse the bomb now.
I'll call her.
No. Why would you call her? This is like Michael Scott in The Office saying he's going to tell everyone he screwed up the paper order.
I don't know if you really want to walk into this.
No. You might
not be a good idea.
What are you going to tell her?
I'm going to ask her to explain herself.
If it means anything, Nick is very much in favor of you doing this. So Nick can't wait for you to do this.
Well, you've already ruined Nick's family in his eyes.
Nick, I got to tell you a story.
Okay. So you're handing the phone to Nick.
So it's a way to go, Fred. Your wife isn't calling because she's busy taking a dump on your pillow.
Here we go. All right. So this is going to happen now. You're going to call her and then call her out on this.
No, I'm just going to ask. Take a survey around the room.
Oh, God. You do. You have balls of solid rock, my friend. You do.
How funny would it be if she doesn't answer?
Oh, man.
Because then you know you're really in trouble.
That's true. If she doesn't answer the phone, you are in an enormous amount of trouble.
Is that kind of the way it goes?
I would imagine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she's not answering. Nick's shaking his head.
No. Oh.
You've had it. It's over. Oh, man.
Yeah, I would imagine that that's not the grace. She doesn't answer.
Is Nick talking to her?
Oh. Okay.
But she doesn't want to come on?
Oh,
is that worse?
Oh, put her on hold.
Oh, man.
Tracy, go ahead on the air. What happened?
She's working with your daughter. She's upset about something, so she doesn't want to come on right now.
Upset about what?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Upset about me?
No.
Zoe was crying in the background.
Well, Zoe heard the break.
Here's what not to do.
All right. Well, thank God for Zoe. She's having a heart attack. All right. So when we come back, there's excitement going on in Everett.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich. It's a real nightmare. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Food for thought. Shout out to the USA women's soccer team for their fourth World Cup. But what I want to talk about is they only get $90,000 per player. But the men, if they win it, they get $500,000 per player. The sorry-ass men from the U.S. soccer team ain't ever won ain't gonna ever win can't even get out the first round. Man, pay them ladies, man. Pay them girls what they worth. The women should be getting $500,000 per athlete. Snoop Dogg says so. Yeah, I'm rocking with that. Them girls done won four World Cups. And $90,000? Man, please. Pay them $500,000 per player. Snoop Dogg says so. USA Soccer. Let's go, girls. The marathon continues.
I'll tell you what, Snoop Dogg, very available.
He loves getting on his Instagram and just making videos about stuff. But to be quite honest, fairly entertained by almost everything he says.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.